right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TYH, a podcast on TRS Radio. My name is Angelo/Anglo, and with me I have Nike.
Slash Nikephoros. Hello.
Slash Focus. My dog just went to the bathroom, so that was distracting.
Inside of your house, no less.
Yeah, he's still a puppy. We have two puppies, actually.
What do you think is the fastest way to train your dog to...
I don't know. Someone please tell me, because it's not working, whatever we're doing.
Oof.
So how are you today, Nike? It's Sunday.
Doing pretty well. Enjoying the Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. We did some barbecuing this weekend. I had salmon.
Nice.
And some potatoes.
Like grilled fish, bro. That's the stuff.
Yeah, fish is the best food. And if you disagree, you are probably from, like, I don't know, you're not a good person.
Listen to this coastal bigotry. Look, some people don't have fish around, except if you have lake fish.
Well, no.
In which case, you do have fish.
You can still get fish because, like, even in coastal cities, unless you're, I don't know any fishmongers by me. I just go to the grocery store and it's pre-frozen and then they defrost it for you, basically. So it's...
Yeah.
I think it's the same.
I'm a fan of all meats. Just have all of them.
Yeah. Arby's. We got the meats.
Unfortunately, Arby's is Jewish.
Is Arby's, you went there a few times.
Yeah.
I know you go there.
I've been to Arby's.
Because you're on the phone with me and you're like, hey, let me just order something from Arby's real quick.
Arby's is good, though.
I've never eaten Arby's. I don't know what it tastes like.
It's pretty good. I mean,
they have something similar to peanut butter and jelly?
I don't think they do. You can get a fish sandwich there.
Anyways. You want to read some of the comments?
Yeah, let's dive right into the comments. Achtundachzig, if I've said that again correctly, Mark, says, good show, young whites. To the question of whether we need to see more cooperation, interaction among quote-unquote camps, especially between TRS and Radix, the answer is yes. And Lorgar replies saying, I'd like to see more shows on TRS.
Yeah,
well, I agree. I'm all about, you know, getting people together, crossing the streams, having interaction between different websites. I think that's very healthy.
Don't cross the streams in the bathroom, though.
Never do that.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan says, yes, missed you guys. And he also says, Jesus, this big brain jogger has me looking for a rock. Maybe I shouldn't have criticized the gamer posting.
Yeah, you got gamer posting, and you're upset about that, so we gave you phenomenology posting. How about that?
Phenomenology posting.
Yeah, so...
next, Barajaska, our old friend, says, I have a feeling my brain will become huge after listening to this.
Yes.
And then about, 45 minutes later, I'm looking at the timing. Oh, wait, no. It's several hours later. I didn't notice the AM PM there, but yeah. Actually, several days later. What am I saying? Yeah, several days later, he says, it definitely started to expand, but then a rock fell on my head, so I'm not sure how much bigger it is now. You should have a doctor see that, brah.
A philosophy doctor.
Yes.
Doctorate, PhD.
Have a PhD measure your skull. Heidegger 14 says, nice one, bros. Big fan of Tamster's EBL series. Tell that Fibba to post his newest episodes on Spreaker for download. Regarding academia, it's gone down a total shitter. Everything political or philosophical is redundant or self-referential to the point of uselessness. There is no spirit left, unlike the era of professors like Schmidt, Heidegger, and or Habermas. Is academia worth saving or operating within? Or will theoretical advances come from a castle or a cast of déclassé anime avatars until we gain political power? I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I do think...
Anime avatars should still be in academia, but those are the only people you should listen to.
At least here in the States, I think academia is pretty much kind of dead.
But yeah, I just think academia is kind of a dead end. I'm not saying you shouldn't go through it. Like, if you maybe have the means, or you have a rich father, or you have a rich family, or you have, you know, for some reason you got a free ride to college, go through academia and get the degrees or get the knowledge and then use it online.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. You know, I'm just looking more into
the liberal arts and whatever. They're the most important thing. Fuck STEM. Well,
nah, STEM's cool.
Don't fuck STEM.
You should do both, bro.
Yeah, true. But what I'm saying is that people
don't fall into this bullshit dichotomy of humanities arts versus STEM. That's fucking gay.
Yeah, it is gay.
All right, a true national socialist perspective is unity between the two. And in fact, to be a man of character, you should have familiarity and experience with both. I mean, yeah. That's being having a truly robust mind. You should also make sure you're lifting a lot of heavy weights while you study these things, because, you know, the sort of answer to bio-Leninism is bio-fascism. You need, and bio-fascism requires excellence of mind and excellence of body.
That's right. I'm not saying I necessarily fit that, but that's right.
Look, I mean, none of us are perfect. We all, both of us, both you and I, we could be both smarter and.
Well, I don't even major in a liberal arts. I'm STEM, but I'm just saying that, like, just the general idea that I've seen, where the only value something has is if it, like, makes you money, you know.
We do, and that's.
I hate that shit.
That's where it's gay.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you're going to just be like a teacher if you study English. Well, it's like, well, if that's what they want to be, is a teacher.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing.
What if someone just wants to get a degree or become an academic or just have the experience of, like, learning philosophy at a very deep level? Or
look, I have nothing wrong with seeing our guys make money from colleges. If you can get that bag from a campus,
yeah,
that's less money going to somebody gay.
Well, if you have, like, my opinion is, if you have, like, a free ride or a scholarship or whatever, you have all these grants, or you come from background where they'll give you money, actually, maybe you're very poor or white, like, and it's not going to cost you that much money, like, go through some of the so-called useless degrees if you like it. Study history, study philosophy. You know, just know that you might not get, like, a very high paying job out of it, but you might learn something and be able to use it for the movement. And because I think there is a little bit of it's changing now, but for a while our side was kind of lacking in the brain power. Not even in the brain power, I wouldn't say that, because material is there. We do have the brains, but I think it wasn't really refined and disciplined, and we didn't have much academic experience or discipline, you know. And it's just like joking around, which is fine. I like joking around. It's really cool. But
it's a lot of fun.
It'd be nice if our guys were, like, analyzing fucking ancient Roman literature or something like that, and obscure poetry from the Middle Ages or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
be a learned man like Evola or like Heidegger or something like that, you know.
I mean, it's fun. Yeah. I think it's fun.
And at the same time, I recognize that it's not for everybody. I don't think everyone should get into that. If you just can't do it, that's fine. It doesn't make you any less of a person. I don't like having that sort of highbrow academic pretension, like, oh, I'm better than you because I know this, you know.
Yes, you need the soul of the grug, the mind of the big brain, and the body of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Because another part of this is it's a war of, I don't know, I guess a culture war, I guess.
We also need to be, we need to appeal to everybody. We need to appeal to the academics and the culture types. And if we don't have that, then we're not going to get them. And, but we need everybody, you know, we don't need just one type of person.
That's right.
So if we could bring people in, like things that are going on in EBL and stuff, like with, oh, we'll talk about some post-structuralist philosophers here, or we'll read this, we'll read even some of the philosophy from Arch Enemy and see what we can glean from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read some of this Frankfurt School stuff and see, let's tear it down and take what we need from it. Instead of just like...
Yeah, I think this, it's a worthwhile venture, you know?
Instead
I
mean, of like so, having this attitude of like, oh, we should never ever engage with it. Just like, read what they
one
wrote.
One thing that I've seen a lot of is just this... And I discussed this on the third rail before. The weird accusations of Duganism that are being thrown around lately.
Yeah, it gets
and
very
it's just
weird.
Like, can we not? Like, is it impossible for us to just? Yeah, can we not?
Is there?
Can we? Let's just talk about Duganism, okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, be a Duganist.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's a Duganist. That's the thing. I know people who've read Dugan and I'm like, oh, he says interesting things, but actual Duganists? What is a Duganist, anyways? Eurasianist, I guess. I don't know. I never met
a Duganist. I'm a student of Alexander Dugan. You know, I wish I were actually taking classes with him, but unfortunately I wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, then you'd be a Russian.
I don't know Russian. But I just want to learn. I want to learn stuff.
Yeah,
I want
exactly.
to talk
like,
about stuff. It's just fun.
Like, Deleuze is definitely cool. Not our guy politically, but I'll still read his shit. Like, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And Dugan is not too far from us, but I'm not a Duganist either. Like, I'm not some extreme Russophile orthodox
you're
guy.
You're in no position to, like, call yourself a Duganist.
Yeah, like, I'm the... But he says interesting things, and let's read it.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Just like Deleuze said interesting things. He's probably, I think he like signed that weird like leftist pamphlet some fucking thing in France where it was like almost vaguely kind of pro-pedophile or it was like, I think Derrida.
Oh, was that the shit that like those other pedophiles were like agreeing to? Like, wasn't, like...
I was, like, lowering the age of consent. Like
Allen Ginsberg involved with that shit? Or
no, nothing like that. But it was, like, some French thing, and it's like, okay, that's really disgusting. And you might even be a very bad person, Deleuze, and I might not like you at all. But I'll take from you what you have, because I don't give a fuck. You know? That's the most Chad thing to do.
Are we in the... are we now in, like, a post... Well... I don't mean post-postmodernism, but the post-postmodernism generator mindset. So we've talked about the postmodernism generator before.
Yeah, a long time ago. Like a few years ago.
Yeah, and, you know, the sort of perspective that engendered, like the attitude it came with. Are we now sort of taking a revisit?
Of postmodernism?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's been going on for a bit. There are actual there are actual good postmodernist philosophers, so called. I mean, I don't think anyone ever called themselves a postmodernist. That's the funny thing about it.
Hmm.
The term they never like. Oh, I'm explicitly a postmodernist. It was just like a kind of term that people use to describe them. People with common a lot of this stuff. Basically, like French post-structuralist philosophy. That's what I heard from somebody. Like basically, that's what postmodernism is. Stuff coming after Saussure and all that. And what's that guy's name? What's that anthropologist's name? Strauss? No, not isn't oh, is it? Levi
Strauss?
Strauss? No. He applied the structuralist approach to anthropology. I don't know what his name was. I can't believe I forgot his name. And then after that, you know, Derrida, just all this stuff. But like you could take things from them if they're interesting. Because they read Nietzsche, they read Heidegger, and they weren't dumb, you know?
No, not at all.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I'm a Christian, but I read Nietzsche all the time. And I learn things from Nietzsche. But I don't... That's the mentality you should have. At least that's how I think. I'm not saying everyone has to read Nietzsche if you're a Christian, but I'm just saying that, like, that's the approach I have. That's the, I guess, maybe the more open-minded approach.
What do you think of people like Justin Murphy? I know we've talked about him before, but he's, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
there, there are definitely things I don't like about Justin Murphy, but I honestly, it's, he's not important enough, you know, not to attack the guy personally, but it's not like he's not behind the curtain controlling society. He's just a guy on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, that, he put no, out that, a podcast called Hustlers, and I think it's his most recent post, and it's with, he's interviewing someone who's, like, making money off of OnlyFans.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had to take a break there. Sorry, guys. What was going on, Nikkei? What did you find?
I just looked more into this thought that
who's
Murphy
this thought?
Was interviewing. Oh, okay. Ayla.
Never
She's
heard
She's some OnlyFans thought. This guy, this weirdo, this woman, Whammon, aside from being a whore, selling her nudes, made a board game or a card game called Asshole.
Oh.
And I go to the website to see what the game is, and the introductory paragraph about it says, "That's a nice social boundary you've got there. It would be a shame if something happened to it." Most recent tweet says, "What's your gender? Would you rather be a non-offending pedophile or only be able to gain sexual satisfaction from eating poop?"
Oh, God. What's the point of that?
The point is to vote in a poll that says you have four options of male non-offensive pedophile, male poop eater, female, are the same options. Like, what the fuck off.
I'm not German. Bitch. Oh, wait, maybe.
Yes, so the board
the
game
poll for Germans? I'm sorry. I have German family in Germany. I'm sorry. I'm not. And I have German friends on the internet. I'm sorry, guys, but
Jews push scatological pornography on the German people.
Anywho, go on.
Her card game says it's filled with inappropriate and deeply controversial, philosophical, and vulnerable inquiries. This deck of unusual questions will help keep your night full of nervous laughter and your relationships somewhat distressing.
Would you rather have your penis cut off or your balls?
This is no casual icebreaker deck. Use with caution. And the first, like, the card that they use as the primary example, the first thing you see of the game, says, if you had to fuck a cow, would you rather it be dead or alive?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
The examples they have here are some human lives worth more than others? Yes. Did your parents do a good job? Yes.
Good job raising me, I guess, yeah. They did a good job.
What difficult or painful experience would you recommend to everyone? Being anti-Semitic.
Reading Deleuze. I've actually never even read.
Does no always really mean no? I don't care.
I don't. That's like that weird rapey stuff. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't care. What are the signs that someone really understands you uniquely?
No one
I don't
does.
Know. I am autistic, so you can't really expect me to actually be able to say. It's like that is not a question for autistian elites.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, whatever. This is gay. She's a dumb bitch, and she should feel dumb. Anyway.
Anyways.
Enough about stupid fucking hoes. Let's talk about Zoom and bias.
Come on in, Zoom. Was that a show?
I don't know.
Where they go inside a
trying to remember, they would go into this like box, but when they went inside the box, it turned to this like big playpen area. Huh. This, I think one of the TV show guys was like a black guy.
The TV show guy is a black guy. Like
the guy,
on...
the guy that, like the host.
Oh, okay.
Zoom. Wait, no, that's something else. Zoom is that one where they do like those science experiments.
Hmm.
It's a live action children's entertainment series. Is still around? Stopped in 2005.
Oh, right. That was on PBS.
Yeah, I think so.
I actually remember this. Yeah.
I think I liked it. I'm not sure. I don't remember anything.
I remember liking it because I liked science as a little kid. And I still like science to the extent
Bill
that
Nye,
it's like...
the science guy.
Got but it's like, one thing that I hate about scientism is that it transformed, like, little experiments made to capture the imagination and wonder of children to, like,
capture the imagination
and
wonder of adults.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. To
make science them is not bad.
Make them fucking love science.
Science is not bad, but, like, I think
now I fucking hate science.
Yeah. Now I want do not want to be a scientist. Well, I don't think I ever did because I knew that it was like a tedious job.
I mean, I think science.
I might
jobs
like that though
because
I think we're autistic, so we might like that.
I just think like it's a problem when you try to make things meant for kids to entertain adults.
Yeah, that's what Cosmos for Nick. What's that guy's name?
Yeah,
Sagan, Carl
Neil
Sagan?
deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, and Neil deGrasse Tyson did a sequel to that. That
Black
is
Science
the
Man
that is the
reboot.
Bugman Zoom.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait a second. I'm looking at the Wikipedia for the show. Zoom made a comeback in 1999 in largely the same format with many children of the same games and continued to feature content and ideas submitted by viewers. The second Zoom series ran for 7 seasons, 99 to 05, featuring 7 children, 32 in total, called Zoomers.
Really?
Yes. I forgot that.
They actually kind of were Zoomers.
Yeah, they were. Maybe the kids in the show were millennials, but...
Maybe by 2005, they were Zoomers.
It was watched by Zoomers.
Yeah, that's
like
funny.
Me. That is funny.
They're really called Zoomers.
Yeah. How about that? Thanks for bringing back this nostalgia for me, man. I like that show.
The Zoomers video special. The man of Zoom. Oh my gosh.
Truly, there is the eternal return to memes.
Mm-hmm.
Nietzschean memetics, bro.
Apparently, it was developed by a TV station in Boston. It was like a local thing.
Yeah, I believe that.
But it got shown to the whole world through PBS. Not the whole world, the whole state. Well, America's the world, so we're number one.
I guess it's like... you know, one good media thing that's come out of Boston.
What about that Celtic punk music? What is that?
Dropkick Murphys.
Isn't that some meh?
Yeah, I mean, Dropkick Murphys, meh. Sometimes, you know, it's like summertime and it's hot out. You know, and you're driving in a car, Dropkick Murphys are good. That's like the only
Rainbow
context.
Is from PBS as well, right?
Well, yeah.
That was a black guy, too. There was a black guy on there.
Why do you think that was?
It was PBS.
Let's see. We got... So,
Okay, go back to the
Zoom. In the pilot season there, one of the kids' name was Chad Nelson.
Chad Zoomer.
1997. One of the original Zoomers was Chad.
Chad. Enid is one of them.
Enid. What kind of name is that?
Keiko Yoshida?
I think it's Kiko.
Keiko.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I did take Japanese. But I think it'd be like Keiko.
That would really suck Keiko. To be named... That'd Keiko. Really suck to be named Keiko.
Yeah. I like this one. Jessica Ogungumbadero. Ogunga. Ogungaku.
Obongo.
Yeah. Matthew Gornstein.
Gornstein. Gornstein. Jesus.
Caroline Bottleho. It's like
I think it's Botello.
Butthole. <That's> what...
No, I don't think it is Butthole. I think it's Botello. Botelho.
Yeah, I think it's like Portuguese or something because it has an H in it. A H.
Yeah, that sounds very Portuguese.
Anyways.
Yeah. Geez, what were you about to talk about?
Zoom.
Oh, yeah. There's an unconscious bias in virtual meetings, and here's how you can avoid it.
Oh, let's see.
Now, this is put out by Michigan State University today on May 14th. While employees use video conferencing now more than ever, there is an issue happening beneath the surface with platforms like Zoom, Teams, and Skype beyond stress and mental health that's affecting its users. Amy Bonomi, a social science researcher from MSU, and Nilia Viveros from University of Colorado said that these platforms are ripe setting for unconscious bias, or when people act based on prejudice and stereotypes without intending to do so. Now, all of my bias is totally conscious, and I always intend to be prejudiced and stereotypical. Quote, unconscious bias, including using language, symbolism, and nonverbal cues that reinforce normative social identities with respect to gender, race, sexual preference, and socioeconomic status, Bonomi said. For example, when using virtual background of a Zoom meeting attendee has pictures of his or her wedding, it is unintentionally reinforcing the idea that marriage is most fitting between opposite sexes. Well, what's wrong with that?
Well,
he's right.
But... No.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but no. No, in the sense that, like, people don't see that, and, like...
What that's kind of why it's unconscious, bro. That's the whole point. It's like, oh, the fact that you don't see it means that you're proves that I'm right. I hate that fucking bullshit, man. That is so gay. Do you understand?
Can no one have fun or be happy? Is?
It's like if you don't see it, that means I'm right.
Can anyone ever have fun and be happy?
Like the epistemology of this is absolutely bullshit. And unconscious bias has been deconstructed to death by people on our side, but I just hate when I see this shit still being put out. I mean, it's not serious. It's bullshit.
In a recent video conference, we were asked the most fun thing you've done with your family during the quarantine. Participant answers range from gardening with my husband to dance parties with my family. Viveros say. While these experiences are valid, Viveros said that they can crowd out the experience of people with minoritized social identities. For example... asking about fun family things prevented several Latinx attendees from sharing their experience of losing family members to novel coronavirus. Like,
no, it didn't.
Only so many white people have been dying of this thing.
Look, I had a death in my family during this coronavirus bullshit. And I could still answer that question. Because you know what? I'm a human being. I have real life. I experience pain and loss, but I also experience happiness and blessings. This isn't true. None of this is true.
Well, it's stupid.
It doesn't prevent anybody from answering the question. Even if bad things happen, I can tell you about the good thing you asked about. People don't want to hear about death and dying all the time. Well, that's what we hear about already.
What if some of these people that have been doing these fun activities also had people that died in their family, but they're just not Debbie Downers that want to get... They're not, like, victim lovers that want to be victimized.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I know white people have had this disease and almost died from it. Oh my gosh! I guess their white privilege saved them from dying. I guess, but
I hope so. I hope it was exactly white privilege that saved people's lives.
There's probably some article on it.
The fact of the matter isn't. That isn't what's happening. People are dying, and what matters is people who take the necessary precautions to stay safe and avoid infection. I really don't get the bullshit around people who are, making a right-wing statement, quote-unquote, out of not wearing a mask. You know what being right-wing is? It's being prepared and not getting sick because you're healthy and you have good habits. Like, you take your vitamin C and your zinc.
Being right-wing in America is being a selfish asshole.
Like, prepper shit is right-wing.
Well, right-wing in America is just being an asshole. Sorry, but that's what it is. Being a selfish
libertarian. I hate it being subsumed into, it's like, I don't care what you think about the virus. Just being prepared is cool, and it's good.
Wearing a mask, the value of wearing a mask is not even so much of you getting it. It's like, if you potentially have it, it stops the spread, right? That's the point of it.
That's what they say.
I know all these people that just, like, don't wear masks, but...
I maintain on the idea of it keeping you healthy. You should be wearing a mask irrespective of what's going on in the world. Like, you should wear a mask because it stops people from tracking your face on cameras.
And no one likes that.
I talked about this on the Third Rail. There was a recent trend of, like, this company stealing people's mask selfies without their users' consent for their facial recognition software.
Mm.
Like, put on masks so people can't track your face in public. We should normalize wearing masks so they can't fuck us like this.
Yeah, it's American right wing is stupid. It's no hope.
I think more specifically, it's short sighted.
Yeah, I know people that are, like, doing, like, big parties, or they're going to try to, like, do a big party if it's legal. I don't know what they're doing. They're just, they have, like, posts on Facebook for, like, I've seen, like, my parents on their Facebook. They're like, look at this. They're like, masks oppression.
Anyway, let's get back to the article. Additionally, microaggressions are also communicated in virtual meetings just as they are in face-to-face meetings. Microaggressions are brief, commonplace, verbal, behavioral, or environmental indignities that communicate hostile, derogatory, or negative racial slights. For example, during a recent virtual meeting, the white facilitator lamented that there weren't any diverse people to help with an analysis. Yet when several participants clarified they were persons of color, the facilitator said, "I mean somebody who can speak eloquently about this topic."
Well, imagine, like, if, like, all your... the thing is, like, all your little microaggressions are going to be written about someday on a company or a school website. Like, they're talking about a recent virtual meeting that they were in. That's what the implication is. So they're, like, calling someone out that they know on this. Like, you should feel bad.
You know, they didn't use the person's name, but I know they wanted to. So they offer tips on how to improve inclusivity and mitigate unconscious bias, which, just going through the list here, is use inclusive language. Approach conversation with sensitivity to others. Symbolism, and their details on that says, be conscious about what your virtual environment might symbolize. It's unlikely that in face-to-face meetings, participants be seated in front of a wall of family photos. While virtual backgrounds may be a way for participants to express themselves, it is also important to understand who's being excluded and included with these type of actions. Gay. Challenge microaggressions. All right, also gay. And time bounding. Respect people's space in long video conference setting by building in frequent breaks. Speaking of breaks, BRB.
BRB, guys. BRB. We're going to take a Zoom break because we are socially conscious and we want to make sure...
We respect microaggression boundaries.
A minoritized Greek like Nikkei can have his free space to vent. Because
I've been minoritized?
Because of the microaggressions that I constantly say about you being swarthy. Actually, they're not very macro. They're pretty conscious.
That's kind of macro, bro. It's pretty macro.
Okay. Just like my penis.
Macro dick mode.
Okay, go take your break. All right, we got back from the break, and I just figured out it's Bob Dylan's birthday today.
How old is he?
78, is he? Let's see.
Wow, he seems older than that.
79.
Huh.
Bob Dylan, one of the
really
worst,
old man.
Annoying people that I know of. You know why he's annoying? He's this, well, he's obviously Jewish. Bob Zimmerman is his real name. But he took,
converted to Christianity.
Yeah, that's cool.
Interestingly, he's like a converso.
Yeah, but the thing that I don't like about him, or at least the people that listen to him, it's like they took this folk music, which is supposed to be of the American folk, hence its name, but it became... in the 60s, like in the folk revival, and I guess even before with people like Pete Seeger in the 40s, became this like urbanite, intellectual, grad school music, you know, for commie, rootless commies. And that's always annoyed me.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm deep into this machine kills commies camp.
Yeah, I mean that...
That was such signally bullshit.
Yeah, this machine kills fascists. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you can't put that on Bob Dylan, but it's the same.
Well, the thing about Woody Guthrie is that I think for him it was like a kind of World War II patriotism. It wasn't this, like, fascism in a sense now, per se.
I don't care.
I'm not saying it was good, but fuck Woody Guthrie. But I'm just saying...
He's a fucking fag. A traitor.
He's a traitor.
Isn't he Jewish too?
No, his son is. His son, Arlo Guthrie, is half Jewish, and his rabbi was the... What's that guy's name? He started the JDL, I think, the extremist rabbi.
So wait, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not joking. Arlo Guthrie. Let's see, Arlo Guthrie. Who's a libertarian. He's not like a commie.
Oh, great.
Not a different.
So much better.
He received his religious training from Rabbi Meir Kahane.
Oh, Meir Kahane. Yeah, dude, fuck that guy. Fuck that Jew.
Yeah.
He's a fucking terrorist.
And yeah, no, he literally says, Kahane was a very nice and patient teacher, but shortly after he started giving me my lessons, he started going haywire. Maybe I was responsible.
You fucking radicalized Kahane. Jesus.
Well, at least he converted to Catholicism in 77.
So, what is his mom Jewish or what?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
What kind of oaky marries a Jewish poet, a Yiddish Jewish poet from the East Village?
The one who's a fucking fag like Guthrie.
Yeah. You're not a real Oki. Let's see what his politics, if he's still Republican. He was Republican in 2008, endorsing Ron Paul.
Maybe I'm wrong.
He praised Donald Trump for not relying on campaign donations.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But Rabbi Kahane was his... that was his freaking rabbi.
Yeah, like... Give me a break, man. That's such bullshit.
Anywho.
Any Ahud Barak.
Fuck Pete Seeger, too.
You hate him the most.
Yeah, because I used to like him, and I feel like a doofus.
Aw.
Yeah.
Anyway. we got a story here from collegefix.com. Way better than Campus Reform. But not a lot better. Let white people die. Professor triples down. Whiteness is mental and physical terrorism. Right now, this is the most popular article on the College Fix. I wonder why.
Well, he goes to Trinity. He's at Trinity College. That's why he tripled down.
Is this the kind of person who belongs at Trinity College?
No.
In an end of February op-ed, the Hartford Courant, Professor Johnny Williams, says white people preside over an oppressive system, and when people of color refuse to abide by this system, they're accused of inciting hatred and violence.
Yeah, the system that promotes you by having you in a position of power.
Here's a quote straight from the article this guy wrote. Whiteness is a shared conglomeration of fabricated meanings and ideas about biologically insignificant human differences. Whiteness only exists in relation or opposition to blackness and other fictitious racial categories created by whiteness adherents for the purposes of cementing a higher status and material advantage over other people that are excluded from being white. Contrary to my critics' beliefs that whiteness is merely an identity, race and whiteness materialize as systemic white racism, terroristic actions, and practices with very real, tangible, and lethal effects. Whiteness often goes unnoticed by self-identified whites in ways that divert them from considering the complicity in the daily white terrorism. Wars, police, and military occupations, poor housing, health, and education directed at racially oppressed groups. Whiteness, by its very definition and operation, is a key to element of white supremacy kills. It is mental and physical terrorism. To end the white terrorism that is directed at racially oppressed people here and in other nations, it is essentially that self-identified whites and their whiteness collaborators among the racially oppressed confront their white problem head-on, unencumbered by racial comfort.
Well, the worst thing he did is after Steve Scalise got shot a while ago, he wrote, "In whatever predicament you may find them, let white people effing die, and to smile a bit when it happens." So this supposedly white supremacist power structure is giving you a platform to spew hatred against it?
Yeah, funny that.
Maybe it's not a white power structure.
What? Tell me, Anglo, who else could be behind this power structure?
Wasps.
Is that not
white? I mean,
white?
No, I think it's Jews. No, it's actually like Catholics.
The Jews, yes.
No, it's the Catholics.
No, I think it's the Jews.
Chinese.
I think it's the Jews.
I don't know. It might be Chinese. No, I think it might be Jewish people. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And to quote Stefan Molyneux, I'm going with Jewish.
Yeah, like rich wasps are annoying, but they're not the ones doing this. They're signally.
Mitt Romney ain't out here.
Yeah,
this is not Mitt. trying to tell you that whiteness needs to die.
Yeah,
even though Mitt Romney is a fucking shitbird and deserves no respect. He's not saying that whiteness is the root of all evil.
Yeah. And you're literally benefiting from the system you say that depresses you. I don't get it. It shows that you're just wrong and you're an asshole.
The top comment here says every law that protects this cretin was authored and passed by white people.
Yeah, totally white.
And then I'm going to read some comments here.
Fag comments.
We love reading comments here on the show. And in reply to that top comment, somebody says, "Reminds me of how white people didn't invent slavery. We're far from the worst practitioners of it, but we're the first group to legally ban it in the world. But we're the bad guys. And then Crusader replies to that comment. He has an Iron Cross profile picture. So if you're listening, Crusader, here's your shout-out. He says, we're defined as the bad guys because we consent to allow the enemy to define our realities for us. And the person he replied to says, how I wish I could make more people see that. And then Sauna Israel says, don't accept it. Well, thanks for the advice, Israel. Mr. Israel.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I mean, I guess we could go over some more of these comments, but I want to get this out because it gets me upset. Is these neocon websites will use this race bait, and they'll get like potentially people that are potentially on our side to read College Fix, and they're going to be baited by articles like this because everyone's going to be upset.
Listen to this other comment,
they're going to have articles on why like Zionism is okay, and like, oh, we got to stop anti-Zionist hatred on campus, and oh, we got to like support gay black Republicans, and you end up being this thing you hate. Anyways, go on. So fuck College Fix and fuck campus reform. You guys are retarded. Go ahead.
Somebody else says, ain't just abolition. Every advance in human rights in modern history has come from American whites. Bill of Rights, women's suffrage, workplace and labor laws, civil rights, civil liberties, feminism, and most recently gay rights. Well, gotta tell you there, George, some of those ain't
white. I'd say
white.
All of them. The only thing that I could say, like, genuinely probably white people, like, workplace and labor laws, that was based. And Bill of Rights, not that I like it per se, but that's a white thing. But women's suffrage, kind of white, too. But everything else is not really white. But this is another conservative thing. It's like, oh, we're good. We did the human rights thing. We did it. I like this guy right here. Sociology, old-timey name for socialism. As in Sociology from the South by Fitzhugh, who explained that plantation slavery was socialism in action. So he's trying to do like slavery was socialism bit. I've never heard of that one. the Confederates were the real socialists.
In response to the comment that said every law that protects these groups was created by white people, Crusader says, maybe that's the problem. Our rights should apply to our people within our society. The founders never suspected anyone would be foolish enough to dehomogenize the American nation. And the commenter replies to that saying, if only they could see us now. The founders would have rolled in their graves if they dug a... would have rolled so much in their graves, they would have dug a path clear to China and done got the Wu flu. One of the other top comments says, whiteness is a convenient boogeyman the professor builds up to blame and provide an excuse for black failures. He's unable to explain why Asians with solid middle-class values are not held down by it. Middle-class values. What about middle-class genetics, bro?
Yeah, they're just long threads and... This is
envy of whites is rampantly shown. Whites behaving like whites, creating, improving, and solving problems and delaying gratification to do so is somehow terrorism. To those who want what whites have created but shown they cannot create it, let alone maintain it in areas that whites have left. We got some base commenters in here. How about this?
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's very, very encouraging that this is the most popular article right now on College Fix.
Well,
people respond to when you talk about the war on whites.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it annoys me that College Fix is the one, and they're going to get readers now. They're just going to be inundated with articles on like why Israel is good and everyone else bad and anti-Semitism. So fuck College Fix.
I'm not going to look this gift horse in the mouth, bro. I'm not going to look this gift horse in the mouth.
I actually never heard that.
There's a saying that goes, never look a gift horse in the mouth. It's just referring to, like, you know, if you received a horse from a rich person and you, you know, closely inspected its teeth, you know, you'd probably notice all the flaws, and you were gifted not the most healthy and perfect horse, but the fact is you still got a horse. So I'm not going to look at it in the mouth. I'm going to say it's fucking great that this is the most popular thing coming out of the college fix, and I hope they continue to put out things that the white people want to hear. That
I don't, because that means people, that they're going to be going to this website where it's just this milquetoast takes that doesn't get anything done.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree. I hope they keep talking about this. And I mean,
it does help, but I just don't want... That's the thing that annoys me, like, by Breitbart. I don't know if they do this anymore, but, like, Breitbart and Campus Reform, they reel in these people that are obviously on our side, and they're like, okay. Like, these people aren't pro-white that write these articles.
The number two article... I'll just read you the top five here, the headlines. Number two, university suspends professor for criticizing Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, in tweets. Number three, University of Virginia under fire for new athletic logo, disregards injustice of slavery. Number four, black faculty administrators outraged at hiring of white woman as Michigan State University provost.
That was, we just talked about that.
Yeah, MSU. And fifth is epidemiologist says coronavirus could be exterminated if lockdowns were lifted.
I don't know. Doesn't seem. I mean, it will eventually.
So they have a whole section of articles with the tag racial issues.
Yeah. But they also have things like black Americans have a powerful message for Joe Biden.
Who cares?
China wants Biden for 2020.
Yeah, I mean, they're Trump cheerleaders and other, they do other gay shit.
I like how, like, Republicans think this is it. Biden is over. Black people just won't support him after he said whatever the stupid thing he said. He said something. He didn't say something along the lines like, "Oh yeah, you're not black if you don't vote for me." Something like that. Is that what he said?
And yeah.
Republicans are like, basically, only real black niggas vote for me.
If you support Trump, you ain't black.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Well, I don't really care.
But that, I think, black people be like, yeah, you're right. And so it's not going to change. They're not going to become Republicans after that statement.
Good.
You conservatives. Good. Makes me sad. People are led on to these things like it's going to change things. You think they care? No. They're going to get Biden. Riding with Biden. I'm going to get my books from Biden Books. I'm going to give me a Biden iPad. He's going to give all of us iPads. That's what we're going to do. But yeah, Discus. Well, I miss Discus.
Top comments here is calling this guy an affirmative action professor. Africans have failed to achieve any of the markers of civilization on their own.
Them do, like, who cares if they're uncivilized? Oh, look at them, they're so stupid, they have mud huts. Well,
we have, like, important shit to worry about here.
Yeah. What if that's just not their thing?
People are being locked up for, like, getting attacked by a jogger.
Yeah. For recording.
And filming it. We have a man facing hundreds of years behind bars for being attacked by Antifa and getting into a car accident.
Yes.
As he tried to escape.
Like, what is stupid shit?
Like, there's shit that actually matters, and I don't have time to worry about or care about what Africans decide to do. Dindus will do whatever they gonna do.
That's your...
Did you see that Doja Cat got in trouble lately?
Cat do? She's weird-looking broad that you thought was white.
Doja Cat's a poltard.
She is?
Apparently. She's like an ex-poltard.
Are you kidding me?
She made a song called Didn't Do Nothing.
What?
A few years ago, yeah.
I mean, she had that internet aesthetic, you know.
Yeah, and now she's getting canceled for it, and it's like
she's black though. Let her, or white people.
She's a black
for
Jew.
Doja Cat it's racist.
Like Twitter people doing it. But, you know, Doja Cat's a poltard. She somebody rightly pointed out that she, you know, she enjoys the attention, so she puts out, you know, songs making fun of black people, deservedly. And, you know, it's based, you know, for a moment, but she's still a thought. She's still a hoe. She's still a Jew-lotto.
Jeez.
Her father is literally an absent Zulu. But yeah, no, she was like
a poltard.
Yep.
That's funny. That's the funniest thing. Well, yeah, when she had her first breakout hit, I think, was the Moo, the Cow song.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
And it had that, like, anime Tumblr aesthetic that's been going on for the past fucking 10 years.
It is just an excuse for her to twerk and put her titties out.
Yeah, but, like... but she's our age, so she's like very internet. She's raised on the internet.
Oh, she's extremely online.
Yeah.
How old and is she? Now she's getting canceled for like hanging out with the interesting people. And it's like, you know, I don't blame her. Cause I'm a poltard too.
Wait. She has used homophobic slurs, so specifically the word faggot.
Who hasn't?
She's also accused of ridiculing African Americans, especially African Americans that are victims of police brutality. I think that's a Did Do Nothing reference. She allegedly uses the N-word during her participation in incel chat rooms. What? She was in incel chat room?
She's just a woman who hangs out online. Like, none of this should be surprising, honestly.
What are these incel
people hang out? I think they're just talking about pole, and they don't know what they're talking about. Like, incel chat room is just the forum.
Oh. Is that what they call 4chan now? Just incel chat room?
Who knows, man?
Maybe but we should it doesn't be supporting really... Doja Cat now.
I'm not going to be supporting a black Jew.
It's funny.
It is funny, and I'm just going to enjoy the irony.
What if she's listening?
If Doja Cat is listening, tits or get the fuck out.
Nah.
Yes, that's a rule of the internet.
Dude, she is canceled because it's on her Wikipedia front page. That's
for real.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, they already got your fucking wiki, bitch. These people are ruthless.
I'm just seeing what else there is.
See,
this is in 2015.
You picked a bad audience, Doja. You shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have let the normies know. You should have just been an internet shit lady. I mean, I don't even know what to tell you. It's yeah. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, well, that's the thing about like e-women. They're kind of stupid. They're like, don't know. They don't have.
She just wants attention, and she got it.
Yeah, that's funny. That's crazy. She did it like in the heat of like 2016 alt-right era. She did a freaking Didn't Do Nothing song. That's funny.
It is funny. The song's kind of catchy too. You know, she did the. How much nothing would a dindu do if a dindu didn't do nothing?
Yeah, she would frequently skip school to participate in a chat room filled with offensive rhetoric. She told that...
Ditching class to shit post is based.
Yeah. Well, she's very internet. That's just what she is. She's very online.
Extremely online.
And like, you know, we all know, like, I don't participate in these, but I've seen these like video chats on websites or whatever people go on, and there's like 15 people. There's like three thoughts and like 10.
Maybe she was on Discord and we didn't know it.
Maybe she was on TRS forum.
That'd be very, very funny.
Well,
Doja, if you want to do the right thing, give us your money.
Just go on our show.
No, just give us your money.
No, go on our show.
So, you have a problem with her sending tits, but you'd let her on our show?
I mean, all Zoomer girls do that. We just can't. I'm not saying I support it, but. We gotta end this on one.
What about you? What would we even say? What would we even have to say?
Let's say, hey, I liked your Moo song. This guy thought you were white and he liked you for a bit. Nikkei?
I thought she just had bad lighting. I didn't know she was black.
Bad lighting that made her lips look.
I wasn't paying attention that much to her face, bro.
Well, I think I gotta get going.
Yep. Okay.
I don't now say this was a good episode. We are talking about the good things.
The good things, the bad things. And you not have to agree with us, but you just got to listen.
Yeah, Doja Cat, she done say something crazy.
Yeah, crazy thought, you know.
She got the boo-boo. So very big.
Bitch is a cow.
She's a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not cat. I no to say no meow. All right.
Say moo. Say moo.
Say moo.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you for listening.